Comprehensive Guide to Heart Rate Variability Biofeedback Training. Section 1. Foundation and Core Elements of HRV Biofeedback. Heart Rate Variability Biofeedback, HRVB, represents a sophisticated approach to enhancing human physiological regulation and resilience. At its core, HRVB works by exercising the baroreceptor reflex and vascular tone rhythm, leading to enhanced homeostatic regulation and improved executive functions. This training method goes far beyond simple breathing exercises. It creates a foundation for better physiological control and adaptive responses to stress. The success of HRVB training rests heavily on the therapeutic relationship between practitioner and client. When we establish a warm, supportive environment, clients can more effectively engage in self-regulation practices. This relationship works synergistically with mindfulness, the practice of paying attention purposefully and non-judgmentally to the present moment. Through mindfulness, clients develop heightened awareness of their physiological states and responses, which is crucial for the self-regulation process. The mindfulness component of HRVB training serves multiple purposes. It helps clients draw connections between their actions, internal feedback, and results through a process of guided discovery. As clients practice, they begin to discover their unique psychophysiological response patterns and learn which strategies help them increase respiratory sinus arrhythmia, RSA, and overall heart rate variability. This personalized understanding is crucial for long-term success. Emotional self-regulation represents another vital element of HRVB training. Through consistent practice, clients learn to enhance their resilience, which manifests as more effective adaptation to new challenges, stressors, threats, and trauma. This improved emotional regulation involves several key components: self-monitoring, initiation, maintenance, and modulation of rewarding emotions, along with the ability to avoid and reduce high levels of negative effect. Section 2. Medical Considerations and Safety. Before initiating HRV biofeedback training, practitioners must prioritize safety through careful screening and assessment. The first step involves examining ECG morphology for any signs of arrhythmias, ischemia, or prolonged QT intervals. These conditions could potentially compromise patient safety and require medical clearance before proceeding with training. Atrial fibrillation, being the most common cardiac arrhythmia, requires particular attention. This condition involves rapid, irregular contractions of the two upper atrial chambers and can significantly impact the effectiveness and safety of HRV training. When identified, consultation with the client's physician becomes essential to determine the appropriateness of HRVB training. Practitioners must also watch for signs of ischemia, which manifests as ST segment depression in the ECG during ventricular depolarization. The comparison between normal and subendocardial ischemia ST segments can provide crucial information about cardiac health. Additionally, the QT interval, which signals the depolarization and repolarization of the ventricles, needs careful monitoring as prolongation can increase the risk of ventricular tachyarrhythmias, potentially leading to cardiac arrest and sudden death. When medical concerns arise, collaboration with healthcare providers becomes essential. Practitioners should encourage their clients to consult with their physicians when there is evidence of conduction abnormalities. Training can proceed if the physician considers it appropriate, but ongoing monitoring remains crucial. Section 3. Clinical Implementation and Training Environment. The implementation of HRV biofeedback requires careful attention to multiple elements that contribute to successful outcomes. Practitioners should begin by modeling the desired breathing patterns and positive emotional states throughout each session. This modeling helps clients understand and replicate the target behaviors more effectively. The therapeutic relationship provides the foundation for successful training, creating a safe environment where clients can explore alternatives to stress responses. From a polyvagal theory perspective, this safe environment enables clients to practice alternatives to fight or flight, freezing, or parasympathetic withdrawal responses. A crucial concept to emphasize is passive volition, the art of allowing rather than forcing. This approach minimizes sympathetic nervous system activation, which could otherwise reduce vagal tone and lead to overbreathing. Practitioners should encourage an attitude of effortlessness, where the body feels as if it is breathing itself. When monitoring HRV, Practitioners can choose between ECG sensors placed on the wrists or PPG sensors placed on the earlobes or fingers. Each option has its advantages and limitations. ECG sensors may be required in situations involving significant vasoconstriction, such as those caused by outdoor temperatures, stress, movement, or prolonged standing. PPG sensors trade some accuracy for ease of application, but may be sufficient for many clinical applications. Section 4. Training methodology and technical considerations. The core of HRV biofeedback involves selecting and implementing appropriate training methodologies. The first consideration is choosing an effective display that provides clear feedback about respiratory patterns and instantaneous heart rate. Analog displays can offer incredibly detailed and intuitive information, helping clients increase the peak-to-trough swings in heart rate during each breathing cycle. Low-frequency training often serves as an excellent starting point. This approach focuses on increasing the percentage of power in the low-frequency band, typically around 0.1 Hz. This corresponds to the Institute of Heart Math's concept of coherence, where clients produce a narrow, high-amplitude peak in the 0.09 to 0.14 Hz range. Synchrony between respiration and heart rate signals plays a crucial role in training success. This alignment amplifies the resonance effects of slow-paced breathing. Some clients may prefer displays that specifically show this synchrony, such as animated representations where visual elements, like a flower, respond to increased synchronization. An important alternative approach involves slow-paced contraction, SPC, exercises. This method offers an alternative when breathing exercises prove challenging or are medically contraindicated. In SPC, clients briefly contract and relax skeletal muscles, wrist and ankles or wrist, core, and ankles at rates matching typical breathing frequencies for 0.5 to 6.5 CPM. For optimal results, contraction force should be moderate but not maximal, ensuring a smooth rhythm while minimizing fatigue. Section 5. Session structure and implementation. A meticulously structured HRVB session forms the cornerstone of successful training outcomes. The session begins with essential baseline measurements that establish the client's starting physiological state. During these resting baselines, practitioners observe the client's natural breathing patterns and physiological responses without any feedback or pacing intervention. This initial phase typically involves instructing clients to sit quietly and breathe normally while monitoring multiple parameters: heart rate variability, breathing patterns, including depth, rhythm, and rate, autonomic nervous system activity through skin conductance and temperature measurements, blood pressure, and when appropriate, end-tidal CO2 levels. The careful selection of an initial respiration rate represents a critical decision point that can significantly impact training success. This selection process requires thoughtful consideration of the client's resonance frequency, their optimal breathing rate for maximizing heart rate variability. To ensure successful shaping of the desired response, practitioners should begin with a rate that falls within 1 to 2 breaths per minute of the client's baseline mean. This conservative approach helps maintain client motivation and engagement throughout the training process, allowing for gradual refinement as sessions progress. The introduction phase requires clear, comprehensive communication about the nature and goals of HRV biofeedback. Practitioners must effectively convey that heart rate variability represents a natural, healthy phenomenon where the heart rate increases during inhalation and decreases during exhalation. This rhythmic variation serves as a crucial indicator of cardiovascular health, performance capacity, and stress resilience. The ultimate aim of training is to enhance this natural variation through the development of effortless breathing patterns at optimal rates while simultaneously cultivating positive emotional states. Each training session optimally consists of 6 carefully structured 3-minute segments. This duration allows for thorough practice while preventing fatigue and maintaining optimal engagement. Between these segments, practitioners conduct detailed reviews of performance metrics and make necessary adjustments to training parameters. The review process encompasses multiple aspects: the smoothness and regularity of breathing patterns, various heart rate variability metrics, and any indications of excessive effort or strain that might impede progress. Section 6. progress indicators, and performance assessment. The comprehensive assessment of progress in HRVB training requires sophisticated attention to multiple physiological and behavioral indicators. Success manifests through various channels, beginning with the development of smooth, regular breathing patterns that demonstrate optimal resonance frequency characteristics. These patterns should show clear synchronization between respiration and heart rate variation, typically appearing as wave-like displays with pronounced peak-to-trough differences in heart rate variability. Practitioners must develop expertise in recognizing and responding to signs of training difficulty. These challenges often manifest in subtle ways, such as irregularities in breathing patterns, unexpected elevation in accessory muscle tension, or decreases in overall heart rate variability. A particularly crucial aspect involves monitoring for excessive effort during training sessions, as this can trigger increased sympathetic nervous system activation, leading to reduced vagal tone and potential overbreathing patterns. The detection of these issues requires careful attention to multiple data streams: respirometer patterns showing breathing rhythm and depth, comprehensive heart rate and HRV metrics, accessory muscle activity measured through EMG, and when available, capnometry readings to assess breathing efficiency. The process of reviewing training segments demands a structured yet flexible approach. Each segment should be examined both independently and as part of the broader training session, with particular attention paid to transitions between different phases of training. This review process works best when conducted collaboratively, encouraging clients to develop their own awareness of successful strategies and challenging moments. When displaying session data, practitioners should utilize comprehensive screen layouts that allow for simultaneous visualization of multiple parameters, enabling both practitioner and client to identify patterns and relationships between different physiological measures. The manifestation of training success extends beyond traditional HRV measurements to encompass a wide range of physiological and psychological indicators. Practitioners commonly observe improvements in peripheral temperature, particularly in the hands, along with reductions in skin conductance levels indicating decreased sympathetic arousal. Equally important are subjective reports from clients regarding enhanced emotional regulation capabilities and improved stress management in daily life. The nonlinear nature of progress in HRVB training requires practitioners to maintain flexible expectations while providing consistent support and encouragement throughout the training process. Section 7. Practice assignments and home training. The translation of clinical training into practical life skills requires a sophisticated approach to practice assignments and home training protocols. While traditional recommendations have emphasized 2 daily practice sessions of 20 minutes each, contemporary research suggests a more nuanced understanding of practice requirements. Recent findings indicate that the frequency and consistency of practice may carry greater importance than strict adherence to specific duration guidelines. This insight has led to more flexible practice recommendations, allowing clients to integrate shorter, more frequent practice sessions throughout their day, often in response to specific stressors or challenging situations. The successful generalization of HRVB skills across different life contexts requires careful attention to the diversity of practice environments. Clients should be encouraged to systematically incorporate their training techniques across a wide range of daily activities, from relatively controlled situations, such as morning meditation, to more challenging contexts, like work meetings or family interactions. The advancement of technology has significantly enhanced home practice capabilities, with sophisticated smartphone applications and portable devices offering unprecedented access to high-quality HRV monitoring and feedback. Products like Elite HRV, InnerBalance, and Optimal HRV have revolutionized the home practice landscape by providing automated data sharing capabilities, allowing practitioners to maintain detailed oversight of client progress between sessions. The integration of emotional self-regulation techniques into practice protocols significantly enhances training effectiveness. Techniques such as the Institute of HeartMath's lock-in technique represent sophisticated approaches that combine physiological regulation through heart-focused breathing with the deliberate cultivation of positive emotional states. This integration creates a powerful synergy between physiological and psychological aspects of self-regulation, promoting enhanced resilience against daily stressors. The technique's effectiveness stems from its ability to create a reproducible state of psychophysiological coherence, characterized by harmonious interactions between various biological systems. The support and monitoring of home practice requires implementation of comprehensive documentation and feedback systems. Practitioners must provide detailed instructions that cover not only the mechanical aspects of practice techniques, but also guidelines for adaptation to different situations and strategies for overcoming common challenges. Regular review of practice logs and HRV data enables identification of both progress patterns and potential obstacles, allowing for timely adjustments to training parameters. The incorporation of simple objective measures, such as peripheral temperature monitoring using alcohol thermometers, provides clients with tangible feedback about their practice effectiveness while reinforcing the connection between physiological state and practice quality. Section 8. Advanced considerations and common misconceptions. The field of HRVB training encompasses numerous subtle complexities and common misconceptions that require careful attention from practitioners. One prevalent misunderstanding involves the fundamental goal of training, with many incorrectly assuming that maximizing HRV values represents the primary objective. In reality, the aim centers on optimizing the body's natural regulatory systems, developing appropriate variability patterns that reflect individual circumstances and requirements. This optimization process requires careful attention to multiple factors, including age-related norms, individual health status, and specific functional requirements. The implementation of advanced assessment tools has significantly enhanced practitioners' ability to track and evaluate progress. Systems like the M-Wave Pro Plus offer sophisticated capabilities for automated protocol administration and comprehensive metric analysis. These tools provide valuable data regarding both immediate training responses and longer-term progress patterns. However, practitioners must maintain awareness that numerical metrics represent only one aspect of progress evaluation. The ultimate measure of success lies in improved self-regulation capabilities and enhanced resilience in daily life situations. The effects of successful HRVB training typically manifest across multiple physiological and psychological systems, often in subtle but significant ways. Beyond direct improvements in heart rate variability metrics, clients frequently report enhanced emotional regulation capabilities, improved stress management skills, and better cognitive performance in challenging situations. The comprehensive evaluation of progress requires attention to multiple parameters, including peripheral temperature changes, subjective experience reports, and various functional outcome measures. This multimodal assessment approach provides a more complete understanding of training effectiveness and helps guide ongoing protocol adjustments. The continuous evolution of HRVB research and technology requires practitioners to maintain current knowledge while preserving focus on fundamental training principles. Recent developments in understanding the mechanisms of HRV regulation have led to refinements in training protocols and assessment methods. However, these advances must be integrated thoughtfully into existing practice frameworks, maintaining emphasis on strong therapeutic relationships and individualized protocol adaptation. The field's future development will likely bring additional insights into optimization of training approaches, particularly regarding the integration of HRVB with other therapeutic modalities and the development of more sophisticated home training technologies. Clinical examples and practical applications. The practical application of HRVB training reveals itself most clearly through individual client experiences. Consider Sarah, a 42-year-old professional struggling with workplace stress, whose journey illustrates the importance of thoughtful session structuring. During her initial session, baseline measurements revealed a natural breathing rate of 14 breaths per minute and relatively low HRV, with an RMSD of 22 milliseconds. Her practitioner employed a conservative approach, beginning with 12 breaths per minute and gradually moving toward 10 breaths per minute as Sarah demonstrated increasing comfort with the technique. This measured progression prevented overwhelm and built confidence. By the session's end, Sarah's heart rate displayed clear synchronization with her breathing rhythm, while her RMSD increased to 35 milliseconds during paced breathing segments. The observed increase in hand temperature from 31.5 degrees Celsius to 32.4 degrees Celsius indicated reduced sympathetic arousal, providing tangible evidence of success that motivated continued practice. The case of Tom, a 35-year-old athlete, demonstrates the crucial role of progress assessment and the importance of addressing overeffort in training. Initial sessions revealed characteristic signs of straining, with trapezius EMG readings exceeding 5 microvolts and breathing patterns showing sharp inflection points. His practitioner addressed these challenges through metaphorical instruction, suggesting Tom imagine his breath as gentle ocean waves. This approach proved transformative, as session data revealed a clear transition point where muscle tension dropped below 2 microvolts, coinciding with smoother breathing patterns and enhanced heart rate variability. The improvement in peak-to-trough heart rate differences from 15 to 25 BPM within the same session demonstrated the immediate impact of reducing conscious effort. The integration of HRVB into daily life finds excellent expression in Maria's case, a 50-year-old teacher who discovered success through adaptive practice scheduling. Rather than adhering to traditional morning and evening sessions, Maria identified natural pause points throughout her day, her planning period, lunch break, and after-school transition time. Using the Elite HRV app, she practiced for brief 3 to 5 minute periods during these natural breaks, accumulating 15 to 20 minutes of total practice time daily. The effectiveness of this approach manifested particularly during previously stressful parent-teacher conferences, where she maintained physiological composure through applied HRVB techniques. James, a 28-year-old software developer managing chronic pain, exemplifies the successful combination of slow-paced contraction, SPC, with traditional breathing techniques. When pain flared, James employed the SPC protocol, rhythmically contracting his wrists, core, and ankles at a rate of 6 cycles per minute while maintaining normal breathing. His session data revealed remarkable consistency in heart rate oscillations during SPC, with peak-to-trough differences averaging 30 beats per minute, BPM. The practice resulted in sustained increases in hand temperature from 30.2 degrees Celsius to 33.1 degrees Celsius across sessions, indicating improved autonomic balance. Protocol modifications often emerge from specific client needs and circumstances. Performance anxiety cases frequently benefit from pre-performance preparation, as illustrated by a musician who gradually reduced practice duration from 10 to 2 minutes while maintaining benefits. This dose reduction approach enabled practical application during actual performance situations. In chronic pain management, the combination of HRVB with pain-specific breathing patterns has proven particularly effective, with clients learning to maintain resonance frequency breathing during pain flares through smartphone apps providing vibration feedback. Technology integration continues to enhance training effectiveness, as demonstrated by clients using the Leaf therapeutic device. The subtle vibration feedback provided when HRV drops below baseline enables microinterventions throughout the day, preventing the accumulation of physiological stress and maintaining higher average HRV across daily activities. Long-term outcome data reveals the durability of HRVB training effects. Successful clients typically demonstrate improved baseline HRV measures even when breathing at normal rates, enhanced recovery from stress challenges, and more effective emotional regulation in challenging situations. The reduction in accessory breathing muscle activation during stress and more stable autonomic regulation, as measured by temperature and skin conductance, often continue to develop months after formal training concludes. These sustained improvements appear particularly robust in clients who successfully integrate brief practice periods into their daily routines, creating a foundation for ongoing self-regulation. The evolution of clinical applications continues to reveal new opportunities for HRVB implementation. Practitioners increasingly discover ways to tailor protocols to specific populations and circumstances, while maintaining the core principles of effective training. This adaptive approach, combined with ongoing technological advances, suggests a promising future for HRVB as a versatile tool in promoting physiological and psychological well-being. Conclusion: The future of HRV biofeedback training. Heart rate variability biofeedback represents a remarkable convergence of physiological science, psychological insight, and therapeutic practice. As we've explored throughout this comprehensive examination, successful HRVB training requires careful attention to multiple dimensions of human functioning while maintaining focus on individual client needs and circumstances. The field continues to evolve through advances in both theoretical understanding and practical application, revealing ever more sophisticated ways to enhance human health and performance. The foundation of HRVB success lies in its unique ability to bridge conscious awareness and autonomic function. Through carefully structured training protocols, clients develop the capacity to influence physiological systems previously considered beyond voluntary control. This enhanced self-regulation capability extends far beyond the training environment, enabling improved stress management, emotional regulation, and physiological resilience in daily life. The documented improvements in various health conditions and performance domains underscore the broad applicability of these techniques. Looking toward the future, several promising developments warrant attention. The increasing sophistication of portable monitoring devices and smartphone applications continues to expand opportunities for practice and skill development. These technological advances, combined with growing understanding of individual differences in resonance frequency and response patterns, enable increasingly personalized training approaches. The integration of HRVB with other therapeutic modalities offers exciting possibilities for enhanced treatment outcomes across various clinical conditions. The role of the practitioner remains central to successful implementation, requiring a sophisticated blend of technical knowledge, clinical insight, and interpersonal skill. The ability to adapt protocols while maintaining therapeutic effectiveness demands ongoing professional development and careful attention to emerging research. As our understanding of the mechanisms underlying HRVB continues to deepen, practitioners must balance incorporation of new insights with preservation of proven therapeutic approaches. The evidence base supporting HRVB continues to expand, with research documenting its effectiveness across an increasingly diverse range of applications. From performance enhancement in athletes to stress management in corporate environments, from chronic pain management to anxiety reduction, HRVB demonstrates remarkable versatility. This expanding scope of application suggests untapped potential for future development and implementation. Perhaps most significantly, HRVB represents a powerful tool for promoting human autonomy and self-regulation. By enabling individuals to better understand and influence their own physiological processes, this approach supports the development of lasting resilience and improved well-being. The combination of immediate feedback and long-term skill development creates a sustainable foundation for ongoing health enhancement. As we move forward, the field of HRVB appears poised for continued growth and refinement. The integration of advanced monitoring technologies, sophisticated analysis tools, and deeper understanding of individual response patterns will likely lead to even more effective training protocols. Meanwhile, the fundamental principles of resonance frequency breathing and autonomic regulation remain as relevant as ever, providing a stable foundation for future developments. The journey of HRVB from experimental technique to established therapeutic modality reflects both the robustness of its underlying principles and the dedication of practitioners who have refined its application. As we continue to expand our understanding and capabilities, the future of HRVB promises even greater contributions to human health, performance, and well-being.